and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Three imprisoned Americans have been released after years of detention in China. Mark Swedon, Kai Lee, and John Leung are expected to land at a Pentagon airbase at San Antonio, Texas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he told the men he's glad they're in good health.
And in a statement, Texas Senator John Cornyn said that Swedon faced, quote, unimaginable conditions and treatment. Now, he also mentioned another Texas man who remains in prison in China, and he's urging the State Department to continue pushing for the release of Austin Tice.
That's KENS-TV reporter Hannah Tai. Details of a swap of prisoners have not been officially released. With conditions and snow, well, they could complicate plans for holiday travelers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on that.
Nearly 72 million Americans are expected to take to the roads ahead of Thanksgiving.
There's a big snowstorm coming to Buffalo.
Yeah.
So we're going to end up going back on Friday and cutting our trip 2 or 3 days short. But we think it's better that than drive in the middle of the storm on Sunday.
That same system dumped snow in Colorado before racing across the country, threatening to make Thanksgiving a washout in the Northeast. Libby Frank opted for the train.
It's so much easier. You can just get on, get off.
And those winter storm watches are in effect across the interior Northeast right through Monday. Meanwhile, many are struggling to make ends meet this Thanksgiving.
Too much demand and too few donations. That's what many of the nation's nonprofits and food banks are facing this Thanksgiving. Many are seeing an influx of people in need. Melissa Calder is kitchen manager at the Compassion Center in Little Rock, Arkansas.
We are preparing for Thanksgiving, and we will probably do about 1,200 meals. We want them to feel at home and have some comforts of home.
When you're feeding 300, maybe 400 people at one meal, 10 pounds of potatoes don't go very far.
Fred Hoax manages the food bank at the Watershed Family Resource Center in Little Rock. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Hundreds of spectators watched as workers blew helium into 17 character balloons, 22 floats, and 15 heritage and novelty balloons that will be part of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City.
It's just all like joy and fun and lighthearted and about spirit and being together with family.
A ban on transgender students from kindergarten through college using multi-person bathrooms that fit their gender identities has become law in Ohio.
It states that public and private schools must designate separate bathrooms, locker rooms, and overnight accommodations for the exclusive use of either males and females based on the gender one was assigned at or near birth.
CBS's Matt Piper. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
The Bucks get the win without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game, the Bucks learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo could not go due to swelling in his left knee. The Bucks still managed to win 106-103 over the Miami Heat. Center Brooke Lopez and how Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 37 points and 12 assists.
Yeah, he was clearly locked in, you know, and it definitely gave everyone something to follow. He was such a great leader out there, and you know, we all played off him.
NFL, the Packers may be shorthanded at linebacker. When they play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field, Isaiah McDuffie and rookie Edgerrin Cooper unable to practice. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley asked, how did linebacker Quay Walker perform Sunday night against the 49ers?
I thought Quay played his best game. I was really proud of him, and it was really cool to see. I think if you ask Quay the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game. The way he responded and the way he practiced, it was like he was on a mission last week.
That's Packers coach Jeff Hafley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, light northwest winds in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the upper teens. Now, that breeze will get a little gusty on Thanksgiving Day. Our clouds are not going anywhere. Highs in the upper 20s. For Thursday night, a few flurries. It's 24 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Rothschild is going to be sitting in the big chair to break down all the news with analysis and humor. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Visit RedCrossRacing.com to find a Red Cross blood drive near you and make your appointment to donate.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. This is hysterical. Breaking news. Elon Musk is reportedly getting frustrated that Donald Trump won't read anything ahead of transition team meetings. Oh, these two right-wing billionaire egomaniac sociopaths or whatever they are. I'll leave that to Bandy Lee and other psychiatrists. They're just going to get along wonderfully, aren't they? Isn't that just like so obvious? I'm telling you, in the last hour, I said I'd give them 6 months. I'm down to 3 months now. By the way, the number one app on the Apple App Store and over on the PlayStation or whatever it's called on Google, not sure if it's the number one app or just the number one social media app, but I believe it's the number one. Yeah, it's the number one app on the top charts over on Apple is now Blue Sky. Twitter is no longer even in the top 25. So there you go. Fascinating stuff. Meanwhile, first signs of backlash. Trump sidelines Musk at Toothless Commission. That's Oliver Will's piece over at Daily Kos today. First of all, Trump says, yes, I'm going to put Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk, the bizarre libertarian and the space Nazi, the South African space Nazi, in charge of the commission of the Department of Government Efficiency. Right. They actually renamed it so it would come up with an acronym that was the same thing as this cryptocurrency that Trump or that Musk was very fond of some time back. But here's the reality. If you're going to have a department, you've got to have Congress create it. And then it becomes a cabinet-level job. This is what they did in 2002 with the Homeland Security Act, which created the Department of Homeland Security, which I opposed and continue to oppose. I think, you know, obviously it's a fight that's not even worth fighting any longer. It's a done deal. It's a thing. But I thought it was much better when these agencies were separate. Nothing wrong with them communicating. But in any case, this was one of those steps toward setting up a government to be run by a fascist that George W. Bush took, along with the Patriot Act and Gitmo and torture and lying us into two wars that I mean, it's the reason why we started this program back in 2003, was to be the resistance to George W. Bush. And at the time, there was nobody. I mean, there were some progressive shows out there, but they tended to be local and they tended to be very small. So Anyway, this new organization, Oliver Willis writes, could give Musk a way to provoke attacks against federal civil servants. And but effectively what Trump is doing is making them advisors. And but this is interesting. Let me just I'll quote Willis's piece from Daily Kos. There are already signs from within Trump world that Trump wants to get rid of his growing Musk problem. Politico is now reporting that insiders close to Trump believe Musk has, quote, become almost a comical distraction, end quote, citing his habit of, quote, hanging around Mar-a-Lago, end quote, and sitting in on high-level meetings and giving feedback nobody asked him for. One Trump-affiliated source told the outlet, this is Politico, Elon's getting a little big for his britches. NBC News is reporting he's beginning to wear on people. One source close to Trump told NBC, quote, Trump is, or Musk, excuse me, he's behaving as if he's a co-president and making sure everyone knows it. Yeah, this is going to, maybe it's 2 months. I don't know. Maybe he won't even make it to January 20th. I don't know. Meanwhile, Russia has made an audacious public attempt. You recall yesterday, I did a whole riff about this, that right after Trump got elected, after the election was called, Vladimir Putin dumped, or Russian intelligence, dumped a bunch of nudie pictures of Melania that we haven't basically seen for about 9 years now. Fully nude pictures, Melania naked, you know, full frontal nudity, the whole bit. They dumped a whole bunch of these pictures into Russian television. They were showing them on Russian media outlets and saying, this is the new First Lady of America, and laughing about it. Now, why would Russia do that to Donald Trump? And the conclusion that I came to yesterday, and I still believe this to be the case, was Russia, this was Putin's way of saying to Donald Trump, I own you. Whether it's that he's got the PP tapes or whether he's got some, you know, Trump, going into the Miss Teen pageants in Russia and, you know, scoping out, or even him and Epstein picking up some 14-year-old or whatever it is. I don't know what Russia's got on him. But he is unnaturally close, or has been, to Putin. But that might be coming to an end. We'll see. But now, this second piece of this was, I shared this with you yesterday, but just I kind of just touched upon it. But this is actually, I think, has the potential to be a huge, big deal. And Joe Biden, by the way, spent 2 hours alone with Donald Trump this morning. And I guarantee you, I mean, I have no inside sources or anything, and I wasn't there, but I'm a reasonably good observer of these things. And I can pretty much guarantee you that much of that 2 hours was devoted to Joe Biden trying to convince Donald Trump that we have to fight on the side of Ukraine. Don't go down that Putin road. And so Trump is going to face a real serious decision here pretty soon. Whose side does he take? How does it, because he said he would have the war in fact, his argument, which he repeated dozens of times at his rallies, was that within 24 hours of his being elected, not sworn in, elected, he would end the war in Ukraine. Well, it's been more than 24 hours. And the war in Ukraine is, shall we say, continuing. But I didn't realize that it was the head of Kremlin intelligence, Nikolai Patrushev, who had made this quote, where he said that Donald Trump has won because he relied on certain forces and that he has corresponding obligations that he is obliged to fulfill, which is clearly Russian intelligence's way of saying to Donald Trump, not just we own you, like, you know, we can ridicule you, we can splash nudie pictures of your wife all over the, around the world that, 5 billion people can see. Not just that, but you owe us, is what Russian intelligence was saying to Donald Trump. And Slate columnist Fred Kaplan writes, this is a mind-blowing bit of psychological warfare. The Russians are basically telling Trump, we put you in office, now it's time for you to pay us back. By the way, the FBI, the Director of National Intelligence, and our cybersecurity agencies have all confirmed that Russia was sowing disinformation against Kamala Harris. There were the bomb threats on Election Day. There was Elon Musk highlighting Russian disinformation and lies, including even deep fakes and things. I mean, all of this stuff. Kaplan writes, one can only wonder what Trump will do if he realizes that Putin is not his friend. Donald Trump's got some thinking to do. Boris Johnson has some thoughts on all this. Are Republicans, do they have a weird homoerotic fascination with Putin? Does Trump? I'll share that with you on the other side of this break, and then I'll pick up your call. So what's on your mind today? 15 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. Stick around. I'll be right back with you. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it. All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, ever exercise and watch your diet to try to get your cholesterol levels down and don't see much result? Well, I got news for you. Your best support for health, your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient, berberine, that not only helps protect and support your metabolism and your blood sugar levels, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com and you get 15% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. You can get even more than that on some of the bundles. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, code TOM.
They sit high on the thrones, looking down on the rest while we break our backs, trying to do our best. We're not serfs in a kingdom, just waiting for a nod. We're the heart of this country, we won't be robbed. You see, they like it when power flows from the top, where the bosses get rich and the workers just stop. But there's something they fear, something they hide. It's the power of the people standing side by side. Unions like democracy in the workplace, where we all get a voice and we all get a say. We won't bow to the lords in their suits and their ties.
Yep, unions are democracy in the workplace. Boris Johnson, this is fascinating. You know, Boris Johnson, the kind of, you know, weird blonde hair guy who ran England for a while, ran the United Kingdom. He was speaking at a global, at Fortune Magazine's Global Forum conference day before yesterday, on Monday night. And he said that, and I'll quote, he said, "There are factions within the Republican Party who think Putin is an all-around stand-up guy and they love his manly Christianity." He goes on to say, "It's complete nonsense. He's a tyrant and a kleptocrat and a murderer and a very, very dangerous and bad man." And then he goes to Viktor Orban. He says, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban, he says, "There's a lot of dangerous, poisonous, pernicious talk at the moment with regard to Orban." And then he says, Trump's bold promise to negotiate a peace deal within 24 hours. He said, "This is probably not in the interests of democracy and of freedom and democracy." He said, "I am absolutely convinced that it would be a disaster for the world if Ukraine were to go down." So once again, you know, the point I made in the last segment, how is this going to work out, this relationship between Putin and Trump? Now that Trump doesn't have to worry about running for re-election, although apparently yesterday he said to somebody, "You know, I can't run again, but maybe I will if people really want me to." It's like, oh, my God, really? But generally speaking, he's a lame duck president now. And so there's nothing Putin can do to prevent him, I mean, you know, to harm him. I mean, Putin can try to embarrass him, but I mean, what's more embarrassing than Stormy Daniels talking about his mushroom? What's more embarrassing than Kieran McDougall, going on about him? I mean, what's more embarrassing than being convicted 34 times of election fraud, which is what he was. That's the bizarre thing. That's what he was actually convicted of, was election fraud, as Alvin Bragg will point out to you, and did point out, and the jury pointed out. So, so what? Trump hired a couple of hookers to pee on a bed in Moscow that because it was the same suite where Barack Obama and Michelle Obama had slept. I mean, is anybody going to care? Now, Trump did go to the Soviet Union back in the 80s, and they convinced him that he would make a great president of the United States. And he came back and talked about forming a presidential committee. This was in the mid-80s. He was married, of course, at that time to the daughter of a Czech Russian intelligence or a Soviet intelligence agent, which had to be, a real coup for the Soviet Union. And he bought he bought ads in major American newspapers saying that we should pull out of NATO and, Japan was on their own and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, Trump has been singing the Putin or the Russian song since the 80s. And he made a large chunk of his fortune selling or renting properties to Russians. There are apparently, from what I've read in the press, and I can't verify this, so, subject this to fact-checking, but apparently entire floors of Trump Tower that are owned by Russian oligarchs. And there was that Russian oligarch who bought that property down in Florida for some relatively small amount of money, like 20-some-odd million dollars, or that Trump had bought it for that, and then he sold it to this oligarch for something like $50 million. I mean, Russia has been figuring out ways to shovel money to Donald Trump for years. Both of his sons, Don Jr. and Eric, have said that Russian money is what kept them afloat. Both of them have said that publicly. But Trump doesn't need Russian money anymore. He's got, Saudi Arabia gave his son-in-law $2 billion. They're doing a $5 billion construction project in Doha right now. He's going to make a fortune off being president. He's already started the grift. He doesn't need the Russian money any longer. He doesn't need Russian election support any longer. And I just can't imagine what Putin might have on him that would cause him to do something that would make him look weak. I'm not suggesting that Trump might do something that's in the best interest of America or the world because he's, that he's going to reject Putin because he wants to do the best thing for our country. That's not how he thinks. But I am suggesting that Putin taking this very aggressive posture of you owe us, it's time for payback, might blow up in his face. We'll see. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls right after this. Stay tuned.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
How would
would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. Three Americans being held by China have been released. They are Mark Swedon, Kai Lee, and John Leung. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
In exchange, the U.S. has agreed to release three Chinese citizens. Swedon faced a death sentence on drug charges. Lee and Leung were imprisoned on spy charges. The U.S. classified all three as wrongfully detained.
Food pantries serving those in need are busy this Thanksgiving, including one in Urbandale, Iowa. Executive Director Patty Nedden-Kisting.
For many families, it's also very stressful and a lot of uncertainty for those who struggle to put food on the table. So we're very thankful for the community and for our ability to give in the capacity that we do.
Republican Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio signed legislation into law restricting bathroom use for transgender students.
Transgender students may not use restrooms that correspond with their gender identities. The new law applies to Ohio's public K-12 schools, as well as colleges and universities.
CBS's Matt Piper. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Laura. I'm a content producer here on WFHR, and I just want to wish you and yours all a very happy Thanksgiving.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, light northwest winds of the overnight as temperatures tumble into the upper teens. Now that breeze will get a little gusty on Thanksgiving Day. Our clouds are not going anywhere. Highs in the upper 20s. For Thursday night, a few flurries. It's 24 at our studios.
The The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
The way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we get a sneak peek at the Hawktua Girls new reality show. And I welcome Discover Wisconsin host Andrea Belke and from National Lampoon, Jamie Kaler and Jeff Tully.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could have enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why Louise and I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
Well, we've seen enough of your lies and schemes. Turn our night to restless dreams. Packed up the truth and threw it away. But we're here now to say, hey, hey.
That was one of our campaign songs there. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. This is interesting. I was just telling you how, you know, Trump is kind of over it, or the people around Trump anyway are getting over it with Elon Musk. It's that relationship has become very problematic, or appears to be. I mean, this is leaks that we're getting. And now Bob Kennedy has come out and trash talked Trump. I mean, I don't know that Bob realizes you can't do that. It's right up there at the top of the New York Times. It's on the front page of the New York Times online edition today. The headline, RFK Jr. scorns Trump's fast food habit. Quote, like really bad, like poison. And here's the exact quote. He said he was talking about, you know, flying on the airplane with Trump, right? And he said the stuff that he eats is really like bad. Campaign food is always bad, but the food that goes onto that airplane, it's like just poison. You have a choice between, well, you don't have a choice. I mean, you're either given KFC or Big Macs. That's like when you're lucky. And then the rest of the stuff, I kind of consider inedible. Right. And then Kennedy also told the New York Times or somebody about sitting next to Dana White on the plane. Dana White is the CEO of the mixed martial arts company, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the UFC. And he said that White told him he would sometimes sit through hours-long flights with Donald Trump and, quote, he's never seen Trump drink a glass of water. Well, that's because, you know, Trump drinks Diet Coke and just, you know, craves that caffeine. So what's on your mind today? Dave at Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. Ricardo from earlier talked about that Spanish-speaking and Cubans, and they need the government to control them because they need the control. And
what he was saying was that some of the Hispanic men that he knows feel like they need to control their wives. And that's why they're supportive of the government basically crushing, you know, birth control and abortion.
Yes, and an expert on MSNBC said, actually, it's the religious end of all of it and the power and control. and that is the reason why the main thrust of why Spanish-speaking, you talked about it last week, about the Spanish-speaking or the Puerto Ricans, they're moving towards the power and the money and the control, and religion offers them that, and that experts said that the leading reason why the Spanish were leaving the Democratic Party were because of the religious relationship.
Yeah.
And as is Dr. Bart Eham, from the Professor of Religious Studies at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, states, in the entire first Christian century, Jesus is not mentioned by a single Greek or Roman historian, religion scholar, politician, philosopher, or poet. His name never occurs in a single piece of private correspondence, zero references. And if Dr. Bart Eham, the Professor of Religious Studies, can't find one reference of Jesus rising from the dead, it's all made up. And don't believe it. It's poison and control. And we need to end religion, and we need to start the Department of Ending Religion because it's a death cult as defined by science, and we need to get out of our primitive minds and move into the future.
Well, good luck with that, Dave. I do. I mean, it's been 20 years. I don't know if this is still the case, but it's been more than 20 years since Pope John Paul II sent a personal invitation to Louise and I to fly over to Rome and get a guided tour, a personal guided tour of the Vatican, and then be driven up to Castel Gandolfo, along with the Pope Mobile, to sit through a concert and then have a private audience with His Holiness. But we did it. And one of the things that I learned was that here's an entire country that's a member of the United Nations and is on, or at least was at the time, on the UN's Council on Birth Control and Family Planning and whatnot, that doesn't have a single woman as a citizen. Now, as I said, this might have changed, but 20-some-odd years ago, you had to be male. You had to have a penis to be a citizen of the Vatican, and the Vatican is a country. And, you know, so here you have a male-dominated religion that, aggressively teaches that women are to be subordinate to their husbands, and that their ability to control their reproduction, including birth control, should not be available to them. So it shouldn't surprise us that many of the people from south of the border who are deeply Catholic and have been for centuries are coming to the United States and embracing these hard right Catholic perspectives. It should be no surprise at all.
Okay, then the Pope on the first vote in Ohio for abortion donated $1 million.
Oh, I know. The Catholic Church is...
So the Catholic Church is purveyors of hatred and abortion rights or against it in America.
I get it, Dave. But it's not going to go away. And there's a lot of good Catholics out there, and there's a lot of good Catholic Democrats, and there's a lot of people who will take their spirituality and leave behind the dogma, or at least the bizarre dogmas, like I just enumerated. And I think that we all have an inborn instinct for experiencing awe, A-W-E, and that manifests as this religious impulse. And I don't think you can get rid of it. Dave, thanks for the call. Milo in Malcolm Township, Michigan. Hey, Milo, what's up?
Oh, it's Macomb Township, but they always
Macomb.
Do that to us.
Oh, yeah.
How
okay.
You doing?
It's spelled right. I'm sorry. Okay.
What's all right. Up? I was going to say we should have signs up at our international airports. Welcome to Afghan America.
Why?
Well, we have a combination of theocracy and fascism.
Oh, the Taliban, the Republican Party, and its parallels to the Taliban. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, the Taliban just ruled, by the way, and I don't think we've talked about it on this program. The Taliban, this was about, three, 4 weeks ago, Taliban made a new rule that women are not allowed to speak in public. They started with, women and girls can't go to school, then women can't hold jobs, and then, of course, women have to be covered head to toe. All you can see is their eyes and their hands. But most recently, it's women can't even speak in public.
There's no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and the whole bunch of them would just love to have that here in the United States, but it's definitely going to be a bridge too far. But your point, well made, Milo. Thank you very much for it. Mike in Hope Sound, Florida. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Great show.
Thank you.
Just a little side note, because you mentioned RFK. I'm sure RFK is probably a good Catholic because he's got the I think the count is up to three now, three mistresses this year alone.
Yeah.
The non-sexual reporter, of course, they had a non-sexual affair, which is quite amazing to me. I guess I've had affairs that I don't even know about, just by talking to people on the phone.
Yeah, if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you.
Right? I'll buy it. Listen, I live in Florida. I'm not going to say I wasn't surprised by this, but after it's all been done, there's two things I want to say. One is that you are spot on when you said that they've been successful at disinformation for 40 years since Rush Limbaugh and Reagan.
Yeah.
They've been successful. They've won. They've won the information war, and they've won the fascism war. They've convinced people that fascism is good.
Yeah, and let me add to that just real quick, Mike. NBC News just reported that the House has officially gone, control of the House of Representatives has officially gone to the Republicans. Back to you,
Mike.
Yeah,
thanks for giving it to me.
Yeah, sorry.
I was going to say Dem messaging, to me, is not the problem. Yeah, I know you mentioned FDR. We've been talking about corporate greed for way longer than FDR was. We've been doing it since Occupy and before that. So it's not a matter of messaging. I want to remind people why this happened, because it comes down to something very simple. The reason why he won is because non-voters, third-party voters, and Trump voters put him back in office.
Yeah.
Start there. Start questioning your friends, family, and start at the beginning, because there's only one suggestion I have for the Democratic Party, and you may think I'm crazy. But since they've managed to win the information war, maybe it's time for us to change the name of the party, change it to some steal their name. We'll call ourselves the Patriot Party because it sounds very Trumpian. And we're going to say we're the big tent. In fact, we're everybody other than Republicans. We're the Patriot Party. We're new. We're fresh. We're libertarian. Even when the libertarians won't join us, we're going to say we're everybody but people that voted for Trump.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that shakes out, because it's just odd.
I get it, Mike. I think we should put Howard Dean back in charge of the Democratic Party. I mean, I have so much respect for the guy, and he knows how to run the Democratic Party.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
Jamie Harrison has been quite the disappointment. Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your calls here. We'll be right back with more of your thoughts on the day and the week, the month, the election, life in the future. But NBC News has officially projected with one District 8 or District 6, 6 or 8 in Arizona,
the
Republicans control the House.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week right here. I'll be right back with you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. Guess what? It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, it might raise a red flag for you. Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, and it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could have enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy absolutely love this food. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls, Linnea in Santa Fe, New Mexico. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm curious to know more about the Blue Sky alternative to Twitter. It's the first time I've heard about it, and thank you for pointing it out.
Oh, yeah. Just go to the website. Hang on just a minute. I'll tell you the URL for the website. It is bsky.app. That's the website if you're using a browser. If you have an iPhone, if you're using an Apple product, or if you're using an Android phone, you know, a Google product, go to the App Store on, you know, in the Apple phone, or go to the, whatever they call it, the Play Store, or I forget what it's called on.
Yeah,
on,
that's right.
You know, and just Google. Search for Blue Sky, those two words, and it'll pop right up. It's, in fact, it's right now on the App Store, anyway, on the iPhone. It's the number one app. And they have gone, just in the last couple of weeks, they've gained millions of participants. You can have rational conversations with people. It's not filled with Nazis. And the algorithm is not as, it's not designed to, it's designed to give you more of the kind of stuff that you're doing and the people that you're following, but it's not designed to make you crazy. Right. I mean, the Facebook and Twitter apps are designed to encourage what they call engagement, but what they really mean is rage. And Blue Sky doesn't do that. And it's just so refreshing.
I was just going to say how refreshing.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I strongly recommend it.
Thank you. And do you know who runs it?
It was started by Jack Dorsey, the guy who used to run Twitter. After he sold out to Elon Musk.
Oh.
But I don't know if he's still running it or not. I really don't know much of anything about it, except that I have dropped Twitter off altogether, I have about 15 tabs open on my browser here in the studio, you know, the New York Times and the Washington Post and Financial Times and all this. And I used to have Twitter up there, or X now, and I no longer do. Now it's just Blue Sky. So, Lynn, I got to run, but thank you for the call, and good luck. I look forward to seeing you on Blue Sky.
Thank you.
Bob in San Jose. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, I was going to say, I toggle between listening to WCPT through TuneIn and watching through Free Speech TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving credit to both of those, because right now I've been watching Free Speech TV.
Cool.
But what I'm calling about is, you were talking about economic class structure. And there's a certain amount of class mobility. If you invent something, you can functionally win the lottery and suddenly have a lot of money.
It's about half of what it was in the 60s, though, right now.
Right, right. But on the other side of it, there's a concept that comes from India called caste.
Yes.
And I think a large part of what we have really is caste. I mean, Donald Trump was born wealthy, and he stayed there.
Right, I agree.
And a number of other people have
there's
been
a book
born
about that called Caste.
Stay there.
That came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We had the author on this program. And, I think you're right.
I think we have it here. And
yep.
and the other thing is, caste is somewhat based in religion in India. I suspect it's going to be here that way, too.
Yeah, and when Trump says he's got good genes, and, you know, he talks about smart people produce smart people and all this kind of stuff, I mean, that's basically what he's arguing for, is a genetically based caste system. And, of course, the caste system of India is genetically based. You are born into a caste, and you must carry the caste of your parents, whether, you know, from the untouchables at the bottom to the, I think it's the Brahmins or whatever the top class is or the top caste is. But, yeah, I agree with you, Bob. Well said. Thank you very much for the call. Great to hear from you. We're hitting the end of the hour here, the end of today's program. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. There's so much you can do. Get over to indivisible.org and just check out what they're doing. Get to democrats.org and check out what they're doing. Contact your local Democratic Party and ask when the next meeting is and how you can show up in person or by Zoom. Do it. Tag your it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Thanksgiving show. We'll give you some updates on the season and also some best-ofs of the year. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.